Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, Dave Nason here, taking a look at multitasking on the iPad in iOS 13, or as it's now called, iPadOS. Apple have made some changes and enhancements to how multitasking works on the iPad, so let's take a look at how all that works with VoiceOver. Now, there are two main types of multitasking. We have Slide Over, which is kind of like a mini floating app over the top of your main full screen app. And we have pinned apps, which you may also hear referred to as split screen. So we'll take a look at what the differences are between the two and how to use them. Slide Over, first of all, is kind of like having a mini app floating over the top of your main full screen app. Kind of like an iPhone app almost, that kind of size. So it's about a third of the screen. It's designed really for dipping into another app. One of the things you'll notice is if you do close out of your apps, if you go back to your home screen, once you go into the app switcher, if you open that main app again, the Slide Over window is gone. So that's one of the differences between Slide Over and pinned apps, which we'll come back to. When using Slide Over, your main full screen app can be any app at all, but the Slide Over app has to be an app that supports multitasking. Pinned apps or split screen apps are a little bit different. So again, by default, when you open a second app, it will be taking up about one third of the screen, with your original app taking up two thirds, but that can actually be resized in split screen into a 50-50. Now with pinned apps or split screen apps, when you close out of them and go back to your home screen, that pair of apps is actually maintained in the app switcher. So if you had a Safari and a Notes app, for example, together in split screen, you can come back to that split screen view later, which is really useful. For split screen now, both apps have to support multitasking in order to use them. The other cool new thing is that you can now have multiple instances of the same app. So you could have two Safari windows or two Mail windows or two Notes windows together. And you can also have multiple instances of any given app. So you could have a Safari plus Notes and a Safari plus Mail, for example. So it's really good for getting things done if you're trying to work in two apps at the same time, or if you're trying to work in, say, two Safari pages at the same time. Really useful. Okay, so let's start taking a look at how this all actually works. First, I'm going to open an app which supports multitasking. So I'm going to open Safari.
Doc, Notes, Files, Safari. Safari, skip to main content, in page link, actions available.
Okay, so Safari is open in full screen. Now what I'm going to do is open the dock. Now if you're tempted to double click your home button, that's in fact not the correct gesture anymore. What you need to do is a gesture from the bottom of the screen where you swipe up till you hear the second blip and then quickly swipe down. So this is similar to some of the gestures you'll get on iPhones like the iPhone X, which don't have the home button. So we're going to swipe up till we hear that second blip, then we're going to quickly swipe down again.
Doc, Safari.
And we then heard kind of a zip sound, which confirmed that the dock has popped up and we have focused on Safari. So I'm going to just go to one of the other apps and show you what the options are for multitasking here. These are all in the Actions menu in the router, so really easy to access.
Files.
So let's go to Files, for example. I'm going to swipe up, or you can swipe down, of course, to cycle through the options.
Show context menu.
Got show context menu, and that has got one useful feature in there in terms of multitasking, which we'll come back to.
Open Slide Over.
We've got open Slide Over.
Pin files to the right.
Pin files to the right, so that's to go into the split screen mode and put files on the right-hand side.
Pin files to the left.
Same thing, but to move it to the left-hand side of the screen.
Activate default.
I've got activate if I actually just wanted to open that app itself. So we can also take a quick look at, say, settings, for example, and we'll see the difference when the app does not support multitasking.
Notes, Mail, no unread email, settings, one new item.
Okay, I'm going to swipe up on settings.
Show context menu.
I've still got the show context menu.
Activate, default.
And then I'm back to activate because settings cannot be opened in Slide Over or in split screen. Now, if I opened settings as my full screen app, I could open a different app over the top of that in Slide Over, but not in split screen. So settings isn't supported, whereas the likes of Files, Notes, Mail, Safari, App Store, Podcasts, these are all apps from Apple that are supporting multitasking at this time. Okay, so let's go back to one of the apps that we can open in SlideOver. So let's go back to Files, for example.
Mail, no unread emails, notes, files.
And I'm going to swipe up.
Show context menu. Open SlideOver.
And open SlideOver. I'm going to double tap.
Safari behind, files floating, skip to main content, in page link, actions available.
So we get some good feedback there. We hear, again, a kind of a zip sound. And then VoiceOver's also told us that Safari is in the background, Files is in the foreground. So what I have here is, on the left, the sort of two-thirds of the screen is showing Safari, and the right-hand side, roughly third of the screen, has this Files app floating above the Safari app. Now, there are various actions we can take with these apps once they're in multitasking mode, and this is done using what's called app controllers. So for each app that is currently on screen, we have an app controller. So I will have a Safari controller and a Files controller. And they're generally located just above each of the apps on the screen. So if you explore by touch, you will find them above those apps, just below the status bar. So I'm going to find that Files controller.
Files controller.
There we go. And again, this is an actions menu, so I can swipe up on this and I will get various actions. So let's swipe up.
Open app switcher.
We have open app switcher, and I'll come back to that in a moment.
Dismiss files.
Dismiss files if I wanted to just go back to my full screen Safari.
Pin files to screen.
Pin files to screen, so that will convert this from a SlideOver app into a split screen app.
Move files to the left.
I can move it over to the other side. So currently it's on the right-hand side of the screen. If I prefer it on the left, I can do that.
Activate default.
And activate will just open the app. So I am going to go back to the
open app switcher.
App switcher. But first, what I need to do is open a couple of other apps into SlideOver instead of Files. So I'm going to open my dock again instead.
Dock, Safari.
Okay, so let's go
Files.
To
Notes.
Let's open Notes in SlideOver.
Show context menu. Open SlideOver. Safari behind. Notes floating. Skip to main content. In page link. Actions available.
And as we heard, Notes is now open in SlideOver. And it has replaced Files. So I now have Safari and Notes. I'm going to do that one more time and find another app.
Dock. Safari. Files. Notes. Mail. No unread emails.
Let's go with Mail. I'm going to swipe up here and open that in SlideOver.
Show context menu. Open SlideOver. Skip to main content. Mail floating. Safari behind.
Okay, so now I'm going to find that mail controller. So again, that's that app controller for this SlideOver app.
Mail, mailboxes, back button, mail controller.
Okay, so I'm on the mail controller. And I'm going to find that setting for app switcher that we saw before.
Open app switcher.
Okay, so when I double tap this, this isn't opening the regular app switcher. This is opening a specific SlideOver app switcher. So any apps that I currently have open on the device or have opened in the device in SlideOver mode will be available to me here.
App switcher. Mail. Active.
So there's mail and I'm going to swipe left.
Notes. Folders. Active.
I've got notes.
Files. Recents. Active.
And files.
Podcasts.
And even podcasts, which is one that I opened earlier. So let's say I want to go back to podcasts. I'm going to double tap.
Skip to main content. In page link.
And now I have Safari and podcasts on the screen. So I'm just going to tap on the right-hand side to show that podcasts is open.
Podcast. Welcome to Apple Podcasts. Heading.
There we go. So now I have Safari and podcasts. There is one other way to quickly switch between apps which are open in SlideOver. And this method will just switch between the most recent two. So in this case, I've had podcasts and mail are the two most recent apps that I've had open in SlideOver. So I'm going to find that app controller again. So now it should be called Podcasts Controller.
Podcast Controller.
There we go. And it can be a little tricky to put focus on it sometimes, but it, like I said, it's generally just above the app. Okay, so now I'm going to swipe right with three fingers.
Mail floating, Safari behind, skip to main content, in page link, and actions again, available.
And again, we hear that sound. And we hear confirmation from VoiceOver that now mail is open. If I go to the controller again and swipe right.
Mail, mailboxes, back button, mail controller.
Okay, so I'm going to swipe right with three fingers again.
Podcast floating, Safari behind, skip to main content, in page link, actions available.
And podcast is open again. So that swipe right with three fingers will swap between your last two apps that you had open in SlideOver mode. And one more thing to note then about SlideOver is If I now go back to my home screen, so I'm going to press my home button.
SkyGo, be there.
So I'm back on my home screen. I'm now going to double click the home button to go into my regular app switcher as opposed to the slide over app switcher.
App switcher, Safari, AppleViz.com, active, actions available.
And we can see that it has AppleViz.com Safari window here.
Safari, AppleViz.com, active.
That's the only open app I have here. So if I double tap on that.
Safari, skip to main content, in-page link, actions available.
It's only Safari that is open, so my slide over window has been dismissed. And that's one of the key differences we'll see with split screen or pinned apps. And that's what we'll look at next. So let's go ahead. We've got Safari open. So now I'm going to open my dock again with that gesture.
Dock, Safari.
Okay, so now let's go to another app to open in split screen mode this time.
Files.
Okay, so we'll pick files. I'm going to swipe up.
Show context menu. Open slide over.
Going to go past slide over this time.
Pin files to the right.
I'm going to select pin files to the right.
Skip to main content. In page Safari on left. Files on right.
Okay, so now what we can see is we've got two apps open, but rather than saying Safari in background and a slide over window in the foreground or anything like that, it's telling us we've got two apps open, Safari and files. Now by default, these are in an orientation of Safari taking up about two-thirds of the screen on the left, and because I chose pin files to right, the files app is on the right-hand side taking up roughly one-third of the screen. So it's not much bigger than the slide over window actually, but some of the features are a little bit different. So again, we have these app controllers available to us. So I'm going to find that files controller again towards the top of the screen.
Files, recent, heading, files controller, actions available.
So we find that files controller with actions available, but the actions available are different to when we were in slide over mode. So I'm just gonna swipe up here.
Unpin files.
We've got unpin files. What that will do is turn it into a slide over app. Swipe up again.
Activate default.
And we're back around to activate. So that's the only action available, is to change it from a split screen into a slide over. I'm going to find the Safari controller now.
Safari forward dimmed button. Welcome to AppleViz Tuesday Safari controller.
I'm going to swipe up on that.
Unpin files.
And you'll hear that the option is unpin files. So it's actually the exact same action. I can't unpin Safari because it was the primary app first, but we can change all that if we wish. The next thing I'm going to find is something called the split screen divider. So down the middle of the screen, in between the two apps, there is a vertical bar. So we need to find that.
Split view divider.
And there we have our split view divider. You may also find this by swiping left and right. If you swipe left, for example, from the files controller in this case, it should land on the split view divider. It can be a little bit tricky to find. You may find it's quicker to explore by touch. You may find a mix of the two. So now we're on the split view divider. I'm going to swipe up to go through my actions.
Expand Safari.
So we've got expand Safari. What that would do is make Safari full screen and entirely dismiss the files app.
Expand files.
Expand files will do the same but opposite, so that will dismiss Safari altogether and make files the primary app.
Shrink Safari.
We've got shrink Safari, so what that would do is change the ratio. So at the moment, Safari is taking up two-thirds of the screen and files is taking up one-third. This would reverse that, so that files would now take up two-thirds and Safari would only take up one-third.
Resize to half the screen.
We can have resize to half the screen, which will go 50-50 then, rather than this one-third, two-third split, and then
activate default
background to activate. So I'm going to resize to half the screen.
Resize to half the screen. Skip to main content, in-page link, actions available.
And now it's an exact 50-50. I'm now going to press the home button to exit, and then I'm going to open my app switcher.
App switcher, Safari, AppleViz.com, files, recents, active. Actions available.
Okay, here at that one item in my app switcher is this split screen. And again, that's the difference with slide over. So with this, it keeps that split screen as an object. And now if I want, I can actually go and open more of these apps. So let's go back to our home screen.
SkyGo, be there.
And let's go to the dock and open and say mail.
Dock, mail, no one notes, mail, no one read emails. Mail, mailboxes, back button.
Okay, and I'm going to open my dock.
Mail, no unread emails, notes, files, Safari.
Go to Safari, and I'm going to open Safari in a split screen with mail.
Show context menu. Open slide over. Pin Safari to the right. Mail on left, Safari on right.
So I now have a split screen of mail and Safari. So now let's go back to the home screen.
SkyGo, beta.
And I'm going to go into the app switcher.
App switcher. Mail, Safari, favorites, active. Actions available.
So we've got that mail and Safari window.
Mail, Safari, favorites, active.
And we've got a Safari and files window.
Safari, applevis.com, files, recents, active.
So we have both there now. What if I wanted to also have a full screen Safari and have these two split screen Safaris? Well, I can do that too. So what I'm going to do is go back to my home screen and I'm going to find Safari in the dock.
Safari.
And I can swipe up now using actions to find the show context menu option.
Show context menu. Dismiss context menu.
And now I'm going to swipe right through the list until I get to the show all windows.
Rearrange apps button. Show all windows button. App switcher. Mail, Safari, favorites, active.
So this shows me a sort of a version of the app switcher, which just shows me all windows which include Safari, which is currently two. Now I'm going to swipe all the way to the left to the first item on the screen. You can also touch towards the top of the screen with four fingers to go to the first element by default and find an element called New Window.
New Window.
And double tap.
Safari, back, dimmed, button.
And I'm now in a new full screen Safari. So I now have a full screen Safari, a Safari and files, and a Safari and mail. And I can switch between these using the regular app switcher. Now, there is one other method available for bringing an app into slide over or split screen. This involves drag and drop. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open Safari one more time.
Files, Safari, Safari, back, dimmed, button.
And I'm going to open the dock again using that gesture.
Dock, Safari.
And using Explore by Touch, I'm going to find the Notes app.
Notes.
And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to double tap and hold on that, and then I'm going to quite quickly drag it up the screen and over to the right, or you can go over to the left. We'll hear options for Float app and Place app. Float app being slide over, Place app being the split screen. And when I lift my finger, it'll go into that mode. So I'm going to do that now.
Mail, no unread emails, notes. Float app on right, Place app on right. Safari on left, notes on right, back, dimmed, button.
And we hear that that has been successful. So I picked up the Notes app with a double tap and hold and then just dragged my finger up the screen and over to the right. First I came to Float app and then further over to the right I came to the Place app, and if I went left I'd get the same options. So that's another method just for bringing the apps into a split screen or slide over. Back to the home screen now. One other drag and drop feature is a way of opening a second window of the same app, for example. So if I open the Notes app here.
Files, Safari, files, notes. Notes, home, folders, back button.
That is currently in full screen mode. So if I wanted to open a second window, let's say I just, on the left-hand side, I pick up one of my notes. I've written a couple of test notes here for this.
Selected, test note 3, Thursday, yet another test. In folder notes, actions available.
Simply test note 3. So I can now double tap and hold and drag this over to the right hand side of the screen.
Float app on right. Place app on right. Note, test note 3. New line. Yet another test. New line. Text.
And yet again, I hear those float app on right and place app on right. And now notes is open in two instances on the screen. So I have one on the left and one on the right in a split screen mode. So that is the drag and drop features of multitasking on iPad OS. So let's go back to our home screen. And that is pretty much it for multitasking on iPad OS. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. If you have any comments or questions, or indeed if you've discovered anything that I have not, please do comment on the page on applevis.com. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy iPad OS. Bye bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.